Roll with it.
Beautiful people, welcome to episode 114 of the Ignite Your Purpose Show podcast vlog blog, where we talk, and you want to know what we talk about, people? I know you want to know what we talk about. It is longevity through a healthy lifestyle. It is the mix of the mind, the body, and the soul. Spiritual knowledge, really. The mind, body, soul trifecta, negative to positive. I might have messed that one up a little bit. Should have read it clearer. But we're here to chinwag. It's simply two guys that went from pretty much a negative state. And day by day by day, we continue on this positive journey. And we hope to share our little tidbits with y'all. And today we are going to talk about criticism. And is criticism a form of flattery, hate, or is it a sign of success? John, let him fly.
Hey, guys. Yeah, is criticism a sign of success? Now, this comes from Grant Cardone. You may or may not have heard from him, but it is the title to one chapter in one of his books, 10X Success. I've not read the chapter yet, but having just picked up the title, it really brought a smile to my face. Is criticism a sign of success? So when my partner, my wife and I were ill, grouchy, lacked anything, always off sick every month,
gray overweight, skin.
45 pounds overweight, all that bullshit. Nobody battered an eyelid. Nobody said boo to a goose. But when we started changing our diet, you know, we went, you know, from the traditional Western diet, and then eventually we removed some dairy, and then we put it back in, removed it again, the meat out, in, out, and evolved to a whole food plant-based diet. People started saying, oh, are you sure you're getting enough? Not once were they concerned about our health when we were piling in the McDonald's and the chocolate and the alcohol and all of this stuff. They only became concerned with our health when we were healthy and we had this vitality. So what I thought is the criticism that it's not the norm. And ultimately, does it reflect badly upon them? Because they've now got to say, shit, they've done something and they have progressed from here to here and they look fucking awesome. They have to look inwardly, that's a new word, into that American word, inwardly. And yep, they need to look inwards to start being critical and start critiquing their own behavior. So it's easier just to criticize somebody else and hopefully to challenge you enough that you would then stop what you're doing.
I love what you just said. You said we start to look good. And John, you start looking good without Botox, without what's that other shit they do? Facelifts and all that bullshit, right? Instead of spending that money on other things, and I say that because I ran into a gentleman last night, man, that probably the same age as me, and bro, I thought he'd been in a windstorm. It was just like the shit was pulled back. He was laughing with me, but it was like nothing was moving on his face, and I was pretty scared. I was like, and then somebody said, dude, you just got all this work done, and I was like, anyway, that's where it is. I know I got a little topic off there, but
yeah, come on, come back.
It just rolled in with feeling good, looking good. But criticism,
yeah,
man, it's such a deep one because we're coming from a place of, and I've been there, bro. And I know probably there are times when we still all criticize, and it might be out of jealousy. If I see somebody who has 100 billion more views than me, I'm like, well, shit, what's he doing? You know, and why am I not there? That's that ego. There's that reptilian mind that creeps back in. But the base form is jealousy and fear, fear that he has more, whatever. But it comes from a place of not understanding. So when I started my journey, how many years ago? 10 years ago. Buddy, I started it with a simple act of a cleanse. That was all I did. And buddy, everybody around me at that time, I was into, you know, touring and blah, blah, blah. They shit on me, telling me I was, you know, might as well have been an alien. What do you got to say, John?
Was everybody all of a sudden a fucking expert?
Yeah. Oh man, I heard everything under the sun. Oh, you know, that's, you know, only tree huggers and hippies do that. And you know, if you eat the proper foods, you don't need to worry about that. And I mean, dude, this was a 2 month, a 2 week, and then I expanded it because I'm an overachiever into a month. And in that month, I've never seen so much flack. And then as the years have progressed, it's just kept up. And, you know, now I'm known as the, you know, my nickname is Twigs and Berries a lot of the time. And people know that I won't, you know, one of the jokes is if, you know, if it hasn't been blessed by Buddha under a full moon, completely organic with fairies sprinkling stuff on it, I won't touch it. And to me, it's funny, and to them, it's funny, but that's just how it is. And I'm comfortable and confident with that. And I know I look good. I know I feel, I'm not trying to be ego there. I know I feel good. I know I lead by example. And now those same people that, you know, didn't understand and really didn't want to put the work in have joined on board as well. Right. So is it a form of flattery or is it a form of success? I think both. Yes.
Well, there's a couple of things I remember, so 3 or 4 years ago when you said, oh, I take my own food round to family gatherings. I went, yeah, that's a bit extreme. But I do that now as well. Because it just makes it easier. You don't need to.
Exactly. You know, and once you stop.
In so many ways, it's just easier. But then on top of that, the other, it subliminally happened a lot. And then till I clicked, is people almost taking glee and joy when you pick up a sniffle or a cough, or you're not quite 100%, because our body goes through natural cleanses without us having to take the lotions and the potions and the herbs and the spices. Our body naturally dips through these things. And when you do it, you might get a little flu-y cold symptoms for a couple of days. But it's when family members, they're gleeing it. How fucked up is that? Oh yeah, I'm glad you're unwell because you're doing something different to us. And so therefore,
and then it's like, haha, my way works better than your way doesn't work. And on this journey, John, you've experienced it with me, is, I mean, you know, there are peaks, there are, I want to say dips, but there are dips and there's plateaus and there's peaks again. Yeah. And I definitely know, you know, when you hit a dip, people do kind of think, well, oh, maybe he's, you know, is he really practicing what he preaches? Is he not really understanding? This goes back to that form of, we don't understand what somebody else is going through. Somebody who's 15 more years advanced than me in the game, if I see them fall, I'm like, well, I start questioning, well, what, you know, does he really know more? Does he this, that, and the next? But it's just a fact that we all have to go through that cocoon stage to get to the butterfly stage. And there's a dip before a peak, and that's just the way it is. And we're human and we have to fail forward. Right.
And I think if there's no thing, this is what I'm saying. If I always screw this up, if we look at the macro rather than the micro, on the micro level, on any given day, we might be up and down. But what's the general trend over the long haul? Is the general trend getting better? And okay, we can have these little, you want to call them mistakes or choices, and, you know, oh, do you know what? I'm going to go for a beer today because, do you know what? I just fancy one. I don't want one. I'm choosing to have one. But on any given day, we might be feeling great or not so good. But just like the stock market, is the general trend over the long haul taking you up to a better, healthier place? That is all I've got to say.
Well, and I'll end on this, John. When we get the criticism out of our body, mind, and soul, right? And we can associate and hang out with people who are already better than us, right? And I don't mean better as in, you know, good, bad. I'm just saying who are at a higher state of development. So for me, if I'm hanging out with 45, 50, 60-year-old guys that destroy me, right? And John's a badass, right? So I'm saying we want to then vibrate on that level to make ourselves better. And once we can get out of that state of criticism and go, man, let's jump on this train. I think we're we'll all be on the road to success.
And sometimes we get the success and we've got these people around us that are like, ah, badass, you're awesome. Not flattering, but good effort. Well done. Keep tricking along. And we're just going to grab onto those people and just raise that level. And they say you're the mean of the people you hang around with, and I truly, truly believe that.
Amen. And we all started from somewhere, right, John?
Yeah.
Like, you and I didn't start here. I mean, it's a stone cold fact. right? So same with a workout routine. You're not walking in looking like Arnold Schwarzenegger or Rocky Balboa, right? You start somewhere and you work your ass off daily to get there, and that's success.
Yeah, we don't go to the gym 3 times and that's it. We're there chipping away. Just like you want to do affirmations, you can't do them for 3 days and they'll work. No. It's the long haul, like chipping away, that gradual climb. Anyway, that's it from us today. We have rambled. We may have been on topic, off topic, around the topic, but generally
everywhere.
We hope it was entertaining. It was entertaining for me, hopefully for Max and for you guys. If you like us, please, wherever that button is down there, hit subscribe. There might be other links up here now to other shows. Check them out. Share with your friends. And we thank you for listening. Please comment. Please get involved in the conversation, because when we have this conversation, the knowledge level can rise, and that enables us to make better informed decisions rather than what we just read in the press. So that's my rant over. Thank you. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Tomorrow.